Now, how do you feel when you get rid of the preseason ones and you can start focusing on the real stuff?
Oh, I mean, it feels good, you know, bringing back all the butterflies again. Everything starts all over. And it's very exciting, but obviously preseason is something you want to take serious so you can fix as many kinks as you can before the real thing.
To have not played anywhere in the offseason, has that made it different for you going into this year compared to other seasons where you've played all around the place?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, part of my offseason I had to rehab my thumb, so it was necessary rather than luxury. But definitely feel good, just like I did the year before. I'm going to continue to do a good job listening to my body, and I'm just looking forward to going at it full throttle and having a full team to start.
What's some of the key things you guys took out of those preseason games?
I think pretty much not playing in spurts. A lot of times, similar to last year, we would play probably 2 or 3.5 good quarters and have a letdown in the other. And I think we saw some spurts of that as well in the preseason. So that's one of the marks for us to make sure we don't make that same mistake twice starting this year.
And Tarico and Mitch were both sort of in for the last games. How are they doing now?
They're holding up fine. Those guys are troopers. I don't know if you saw the things they battled with last year, but I'm not worried about them because they could play through anything.
How is it done now?
Oh, it's much better. It's amazing what a long offseason can do. So that's one less thing that I have to worry about. And it feels good to go out there feeling healthy and, you know, just not feeling like you have to compensate out there every game.
Do you have to manage it at all? Like, is there a risk of re-injury or anything like that?
I mean, anytime you step on the floor, there's a risk of injuring anything. But, I mean, for the most part, no. I would say my thumb is right back to where it should be. But you don't really want to go out there playing, hoping you don't get hurt. Because once you think about it, that's when stuff happens.
How long did you carry that last season?
I heard it in November in New Zealand, so probably like November 20th or something like that.
So it was a fair challenge. So how difficult was that? How much of a challenge was that for you to really try to push through?
I mean, yeah, it was challenging. But, I mean, that's what the sport is about. And I'm sure I'm not the only person that was banged up. But you do a good job blocking, you know, those injuries out, knowing what's more important and what's at stake. And, you know, that's going out and competing for a championship. So,
yeah. What did the standard day, when you go back to America in the offseason, what did the standard day look like for you when you were trying to rehab the thumb and keep fit and train and lots of stuff at the same time?
I mean, it's not like I have to rehab my thumb, you know, 10 hours a day.
No.
You know, it'd just be workout in the morning, you know, rehab my thumb, and then, you know, just enjoying my vacation with friends and family. But it's nowhere near as bad as I guess you try to make it sound. It's just an hour worth of rehab every day.
Yeah, mate, I'm literally curious as to what rehabbing a thumb requires.
Oh, you'd be surprised. So a fun fact is the doc had told me to play video games. That was actually good for my thumb because for a while I had to have it stationary for so long. And when you play, I don't know if you're a video game player, but you move your thumbs more than anything. So I made sure I did a lot of that as well.
So what was your go-to video game then?
Believe it or not, I had a Super Nintendo back home, so I was playing that more than anything.
Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo, yeah, I'm an old school guy.
And what games was it on that?
NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, I had a lot.
So you and Tarico are pretty competitive. You go on the computer on the video games a fair bit, don't you, over here as well?
That's right, we're back on it, but not Super Nintendo, we're on 2K. So I think that part two has started, I want to say maybe a week ago or so, and it'll be fun. I'll keep you guys updated.
Are you winning at the moment?
I'll let you ask him that. I'd say we're coming along great, and the most important thing was during the beginning parts of the season, like August, our team blended as far as off the court and chemistry with some of the new guys we have, with Jook and Dario. And stuff like that really carries on onto the court. So I think that's really helped us gel quicker than expected.
Melbourne are a different team to what they were when you played them last year. What do you expect from them this week?
From Melbourne?
Yeah.
I mean, they were great last year. They're great this year. They have the same style of play. And even though they've brought in some new pieces, I feel like their culture and style of play stays the same. So it's going to be a hard-fought game, and, you know, it's unfortunate with the injuries with Casey and Barlow, but they still have a bunch of players that can go out and step up big for those guys, so it's not something we can take lightly.
We saw how you guys performed with injuries last year and kept on stepping up to the mark. Is that a lesson that others can do the same? You can't afford to underestimate anyone?
Exactly. You can never underestimate anyone, whether the team is hurt or they're full strength. You know, you never take a day off on anybody because anybody could be beaten on any given day.
What did you learn from them in that game that you played the other week?
I learned that, you know, no matter who gets subbed out the game, they have weapons coming in, five out, and it was very, very, I was taken aback, I guess, to see that, but it's what makes it fun, you know, and I'm familiar with all those guys as sure as everybody else on the team, but it's going to be a hard-fought battle, and, you know, they got respect from us, and I'm sure we have respect from them, so that's what this game's about, and as it continues to keep growing, I think it'll make it that much more fun. I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty much the same thing every year. It's what the preseason's for. But at the same token, I think every team hides a few of their bag of tricks. They don't want to show everything too early. So you have a sneak peek, I guess. But now that round one is here, you'll get the real dose of, or the full dose of everything, I should say.
How do you think you'll play differently with Dario Hunt here and Angus Brandt? How do you think that will affect your style of play?
I mean, teams change every year, and it's a big loss losing Gussie. But I think with Dario, his IQ, very athletic, great defensive player, and spark offensively as well, I think it'll be able to complement our style of play because we want to play fast-paced. You know, we're not as big as we were last year, so I think speed is going to be a big factor for us, and Dario fits right in with that.